This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
The following is a paid political advertisement and may not be suitable for children, but this station is required to carry it by federal law.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
I did see Miley Cyrus in 3D on my TV when they showed her concert. And I used the old-fashioned regular 3D glasses. I didn't go out and get, you know, the special ones. Mm. And the regular 3D glasses actually worked. It was really good. She was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap practically. And she's hosting, I guess, the award, the teen awards.
Michael Jackson's sister, Janet Jackson, hates Jews.
Crazy lady on the afro. Crazy lady behind a tree. I wish the children could see. Barack Obama tried to roofie me, and it's crazy lady on the afro.
And now,
what a ridiculous way to start a day. Well, I hope it doesn't get any worse.
Our feature presentation.
I miss crazy lady. I miss her.
She just dropped off.
Yeah,
right?
What happened?
I don't know.
She start taking meds or something?
I don't know.
It's not cool.
It is cool.
Oh, it is cool. That's
yes,
what I meant.
Yes.
That's what I miss her, though. I do
right.
miss her.
Yeah.
Because I love crazy.
I know.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 3rd of April.
Happy Tuesday.
Right?
Right.
How are things?
New national champ in the basketball.
Right.
So that's big.
By the way, 2 years out of three is pretty impressive.
That is. I mean, 3 out of 3 is better, but, you know.
Sure, but 2 out of 3 is really impressive on its own.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
I watched it for about an hour till the Kings game started, and then I realized, honestly, I don't really care who wins.
I'm with you.
It's a decent game, but I don't really have a dog in the hunt, as they say. So I didn't really care.
Yeah. I only cared because I wanted to make absolutely sure that I won our bracket. So.
Surprised it took you this long to put out the message.
Are you? It's honestly.
You won the bracket.
You were on vacation when I listed how I chose my teams.
Okay.
With some of the dumbest reasons. Like, oh, I knew a guy once that lived in Rhode Island. Like,
you're
ridiculous.
The people that win the brackets.
And I won the bracket. Yeah.
Did you go by color of any of the?
Only on Michigan State because I look great in green. Yes.
Because you look great in green, not anything having to do with them.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And I will say I did choose Virginia to win it all because it's like a good name for a nana.
That's your reason?
Yeah. They didn't. They went out way early.
Right.
But, and Villanova, they were in my final because I went for all Catholic teams.
Okay. All right.
You know, went to Catholic school my whole life.
This is what drives people crazy who pay really close attention to college basketball all year long.
Yeah.
And then they get in the bracket and they fill it out and they put a lot of work into it, a lot of research.
Sure.
And you just all willy-nilly. Yeah. You don't even care.
Yeah. The Rhode Island school was because I went to a strip club there once and some Patriots players were there. And I was like, this is awesome. Yeah, it's pathetic. Just pathetic. It was a good breakdown.
Yeah.
And it paid off.
I mean, not that you won any money, but if you had, how much would you have won?
Oh, no. This is the one we each put in like $20. So I think I won over $200. Mm-hmm. I'm not great at math.
I don't think it was money.
Are you kidding?
No, I think it was just credits.
That's a lie, because I put
I'm
in
pretty
20.
Sure.
Kevin.
I mean, I don't think I did.
Allie, it was credits.
Right?
Wink, wink.
Hey, oh.
Come on, Dave. At least try.
Right.
For God's sakes, man.
I think Dave's saying we're not allowed to say we actually put money in.
I mean, that's his point.
We didn't.
Yeah. Right, because that would be somehow illegal, we think, possibly.
Great cover.
Thank you. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? On the program today, we have Dan Stevens in studio, the star of Legion.
Yeah.
On
FX. How's that going to go, you think?
Well, I've got a really good grasp of that show.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
I can summarize it pretty succinctly, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dave sent us a wrap-up of last season.
I didn't need that.
I felt like I was on so many drugs that were battling in my head watching this. None of it made sense.
Right.
None of it.
Right.
So for you to be able to sum up what I saw to him.
Right.
And then ask any questions you might have.
Or any questions he might have of me about the show. Either direction.
Wow. It is a weird, wacky show.
I know. That's why I loved it, though. Yeah. It's a superhero show. It's from Marvel. So it's, you know, it's a superhero show, but it's straight crazy.
Cuckoo.
I mean, you have to be pretty much on acid to understand what's going on.
Yeah, I thought I should take some last night. I almost took a little sip of NyQuil because you know how it affects
me. Oh, no.
But yeah,
you'd be knocked out for a couple days.
Yeah, it's true.
You would have missed the interview.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. It comes back tonight for season two. We're going to do a new edition of 911 as a joke.
Mm.
People call 911 for the dumbest and most insignificant reason sometimes.
It's insane.
And then they get mad at the operator for yelling at them.
Right.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, like not
call 911.
You know, nuggets or something.
Right.
In your order.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is. There's a new challenge online that we're going to tell you about today.
No, we aren't.
Yeah.
All right. I feel no need.
You were banned from someplace?
Hmm.
Certain people in this room have been banned from certain places?
Neither of them have vaginas?
Hmm. Okay. Brand new internet roundup. And human Uber. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but it's also just insanity.
It's so nuts.
It's incredible. So that's coming up as well. We'll take a break. We will come back with what's happening next.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Allie is here now with a look at what's happening. What's going on?
Well, sad news. If you believe in love, and really, don't we all? Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan Tatum are separating after nearly 9 years of marriage.
Hmm.
They put out a joint statement, which it sucks that they have to do that, but they were getting out ahead of the story, so there were no rumors and whatnot. But it's a very lovely statement.
That's
it's
nice.
All about how, you know, we fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had a magical journey together. Nothing has changed about how much we love one another, but love is a beautiful adventure that is taking us on different paths for now. There are no secrets nor salacious events at the root of our decision. Just two best friends realizing it's time to take some space and help each other live the most joyous, fulfilled lives as possible. Well, that sounds really adult.
It does.
Sounds.
Who wrote that?
Sounds really lovely, actually. Like, you guys could really make it if you wanted to. Yeah, just saying. So, I can imagine Dave is very upset, because didn't they meet on Step Up?
Step Up 3, I want to say?
Sure.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sure. Dave, which Step Up were you in? All right, good.
Okay, good. We'll get back to you on that one. But, yeah, that's where they met. Something that is in our control. Ladies, and some of you gents, listen up. The future of Jared Leto's handsome face is in our hands.
Okay.
What? He posted on Instagram a lovely picture and then said, "So, should I shave this beard or what?" And then in all caps, "Number one album and I'll chop." Their fifth studio album, America, comes out Friday. But plot twist, I like you in the beard. I'm not buying your album. So how'd that work out, Jared?
I don't think that's what he was hoping for.
Oh.
No.
Pretty little face.
It indeed is a pretty little face. I haven't seen his face for a long time, so this is a picture of him just with a little bit of stubble.
Yeah.
God, that guy's really attractive.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
unnaturally.
Yeah, it's not normal.
It's not cool.
So maybe for the betterment of mankind, keep the beard because it covers a little bit of that.
So other guys don't feel so ugly?
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm doing it for all of you.
That's nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Congratulations to the original Wonder Woman. Linda Carter is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning at 11:30. Patty Jenkins, Wonder Woman director, will be on hand to help unveil the star along with Les Moonves. I assume Wonder Woman was on CBS back in the day?
I guess. Must be. Must have been.
Otherwise, they're just buddies?
I don't know.
Who knows? This is the best part of the story. Linda is also going to be in the new Super Troopers 2 movie out later this month. Yes! My friend goes to see her once a year perform songs. She's an amazing, like, jazz singer.
What?
Who? I don't know. I was following his Instagram stories, and I'm like, is that Wonder Woman up there? First of all, no one should look as good as her ever, let alone, I don't know, how old is she? In her 60s?
I would think.
Just
maybe
stunning.
Older. Yeah.
So you're an amazingly beautiful, talented actress, iconic in the world because you were Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. and then you're a great singer? F you, Linda Carter, is the point of this whole story.
You got too much.
You've got too much.
Spread it around.
Wow. I mean, I'm not telling her to do that.
I am.
Okay.
It needs to happen.
You want Linda Carter to spread it around.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Got it. Some birthdays for you today. All of these stars born on April the 3rd. Eddie Murphy. Right?
Right.
Icon.
Sure.
One of the greatest of all time.
Sure.
You don't think?
No, I do think, but just hasn't done anything in so long.
Doesn't have to. Amanda Bynes, Alec Baldwin, Leona Lewis, Kobe Smulders. What?
Very different.
Very different. I'm going to call her Smuckers at some point during the day. I'm not good. Adam Scott and Jenny Garth. And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
K-Rock.
Omar is in the studio with us. Omar, yes. Tell me how you discovered this latest challenge.
Oh, God. Because people are morons, okay? Yeah. So this is actually a little public service announcement.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and this has been happening for 4 years, I come to find out.
4 years?
Yeah, and it started back up again for some unknown reason, okay?
Okay.
Here's a little news piece on snorting condoms.
Another internet challenge to put parents on alert and raise everyone's eyebrows. It's probably the weirdest story you've heard all day. Teenagers trying to snort a condom.
That isn't good for you.
And then pull it out of their mouth.
Now.
What?
Why?
How come?
Come on.
Because.
Likes is why.
Likes.
That's why. Yeah. People are goddamn idiots.
Yeah.
And it's
they
all about the look at me, and they do it for the gram.
Yep.
They do it for the little like, and
but snorting a condom. I'm sorry, what?
People should die.
Okay.
Is my point.
Okay.
But they're snorting a condom.
Yeah, don't and snort then, condoms. Snort cocaine. Okay.
I don't think that's what we're saying at all.
Get a job and get enough money to buy an 8-ball and have a good time over a weekend.
That's not what we're saying.
Put your nose to good use.
That is not what we're saying at all.
Oh. Really?
No.
Okay.
We're just saying don't snort condoms, I think. Yeah.
We know it sounds ridiculous, but it's happening, and we want to warn you about it. NBC Charlotte's Evan West did some digging and has the story of this disgusting challenge.
All right. Now, I haven't heard this news piece, but I assume that she is very, very disappointed in us.
Oh, yes.
You can just tell by her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a fine line between bravery.
There's nothing to me.
And stupidity. And while eating the world's hottest pepper could qualify as either...
Hey, is he not?
This is Taylor, and he's about ready to snort a condom and pull it out of his mouth.
Listen to that guy.
Yeah.
This is Taylor. Oh, this is going to be so lit, bro. You know what? Go ahead and start doing it, people, and I hope you gag and die, okay, on the condoms. Because listen to that guy. We will become a better people without that dude.
I mean, that guy's vote counts just as much as yours.
Which is sad. Really sad.
Snort a condom and pull it out of his mouth.
The line isn't so fine when people snort condoms. It sounds too ridiculous to be true, but...
At least they're not snorting Tide Pods.
Right?
It's a great point.
It is, I mean, a great point. Look at it that way.
It's so sad.
Oh, geez.
So
at
sad. Least they're not snorting Tide Pods.
I weep for our future, my friends.
That's one way to put it. Here's another.
It's crazy and dangerous.
Oh.
And parents should be quite alarmed to know that this is the new phenomenon.
I mean, I don't know that all kids are doing it.
I think it's a very tiny percentage of idiots.
Right. Yeah.
I don't want to lump kids into this category.
Agreed.
But we'll be all a better people if...
If the people...
Well, not only should they go, their parents should go, because yes. They've raised these assholes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And what do doctors have to say about this?
Even if you successfully complete the challenge and pull the condom out of your mouth, the bottom line is that it's incredibly irritating.
Oh.
And a good chance it will wreak havoc on your sinuses, nasal passages, and upper airway.
Duh.
I mean, it does seem obvious.
Right? Are you kidding me? So I found a video of this guy actually doing it.
Oh,
okay?
No.
And this is like, okay, people, listen to this, okay? Do not do this, okay?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. All right. Really? Oh, no. Really?
Yeah, okay. So nostril one really doesn't work out. What
no.
does he do?
Oh,
he
no,
goes
exactly.
for nostril number two.
No.
For some reason, he's just making me throw up. I'm going to try my right nose and see what happens.
Did... Okay. All right.
Wait, he's gonna do it. Wait, wait.
Holy f***. I don't know if I should be proud of myself or ashamed of myself.
Ashamed, sir.
Ashamed, yeah. sir. You know?
Wow.
So people, snort cocaine is my point.
No, that's not
no,
our point.
No, really?
Our okay. point is...
Stop it.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
And time for a brand new internet roundup.
Kevin and Bean.
So we put the video. All right, so we put the videos up at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. It's a brand new internet roundup. Dave, what are some of the videos that you'd like to highlight that we're not going to play clips from?
Funny or Die has a very special, a very funny series called A Very Special Episode, where they take old like 90s. Dramas and make these very special episodes. Like this one I feature is The Seventh Heaven, where Sherry Appleby joined a violent street gang.
And they go really in depth.
So shout out to Dash O'Driscoll over at Funny or Die. He makes my favorite series called Zach Morris's Trash.
Oh, yeah,
and this is how
it
all started. And it's coming back on Friday, so I'm excited for that. And then the Star Wars The Last Jedi blooper reel. The DVD was released last week.
Right.
So you get to see all these funny moments like Carrie Fisher slapping Oscar Isaac for like over 40 times.
Yeah, it was a lot of slaps.
It's a lot of slaps.
Yeah.
So you could see those. And the Queens of the Stone Age video for Head Like a Haunted House. It's a crazy video.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, I don't know why Will Smith is making such a resurgence.
Yeah.
Does he have a movie coming out or TV show or something? Because he seems to be popping up everywhere.
I think Hitch 2.
Oh, does he?
No. I'm kidding.
Wow. Like that one got a second one? He's actually talking to a robot here. What's the robot's name?
Sophia.
Now, you've seen this robot other
it
places?
It is creepy.
Sophia is nuts.
It's an artificial intelligence robot and sitting on a yacht with Will Smith in the Caribbean and having a conversation.
It's nice to meet you, Sophia. Let me tell you a joke.
This is an irrational human behavior to want to tell jokes.
What is a robot's favorite kind of music?
What?
Heavy metal.
I'm actually made mostly of silicone, plastics, and carbon fiber.
Yeah.
Also, I prefer electronic music, but I don't mind 80s hip hop.
Well, you know, I made some albums back in the 80s hip hop.
I have heard your songs. Not for me. They show us iRobot just to make sure we don't get any ideas.
Oh my gosh.
That's a bizarre video.
But Kevin, you would with Sophia, right?
No.
Like, make out with her?
I mean, no, just to be funny.
Just to say, like,
if
hey.
We were drunk and we were on a yacht and she was there, yeah, I'd do it to be funny. But no, not for real. What's wrong with you?
All those things need to happen. Right? Yeah.
A lot has to happen before I make it out with Sophia. Dan Stevens and Aubrey Plaza, the stars of Legion, which comes back tonight on FX, one of my favorite shows of all time, for Vanity Fair, took over somebody's Tinder. So this is Dan Stevens and Aubrey Plaza just taking over Tinder and responding to two or three different people.
George.
He seems nice. What are you
up to this weekend? No good. Santa Claus emoji. After Christmas, no it's good. Very confusing.
Okay,
back to the drawing
Dana.
Board. What's Hi, it? Poppy. Just going to send that one really quick.
K and M. Hang on, there's two people there. Can you have two people on Tinder?
Hang on.
Some people are like looking for threesomes, I think.
Just reply like, we are a couple.
Do you
want us?
Want us?
This is the kind of thing people write on Tinder, isn't it? Right.
They actually take over somebody's account, which is awesome. So now she's actually responding to people. And then finally, Tiffany Haddish gives some dating tips.
Yeah.
And she really, she has a lot of wisdom. I got to be honest.
She breaks it down.
She does.
Would you want tips from Tiffany Haddish?
I listened to all of them.
I mean,
and
yes.
I agreed with all of them, and I mean, will follow all of them.
I mean, she had really good ideas, I thought, which was surprising. I thought it was just supposed to be comedy, but there's some pretty good ideas, as well as this one about first date, a possible first date.
You know what the best first date location is? It's take her to a painting class, one of the painting core classes. So you can get that on Groupon for like $24. Okay, 2 for $42, right? And then you got liquor there already. They give you one free glass of wine. Bam, that's super cheap. Two, you get to see how creative and artistic she is. And she get to see how creative and artistic you are. And if her painting is ugly, you don't have to f*** with the bitch no more.
She talks about Groupon in almost every interview. How she is not their main person is insane.
She is now.
She is?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she's their spokesperson now.
There you go.
Excellent. There you go. It worked.
It worked.
However, I will say, if you watch that video, pay very close attention to where she says to spritz the cologne. And she's right.
Not in the... Pss,
pss. Yeah. I'm just saying, she is correct, dudes. She is correct.
KevinandBean.com or KRock.com. It's an internet roundup.
Kevin and Bean.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, K-Rock.
Allie, where did you find this story?
It was all over the internet yesterday. It was insane. It involves pepperoni and seagulls. And I was like, I should read this.
And you didn't know more?
Yeah, it was a story about a hotel called the Empress Hotel that has lifted their ban on this man. It was a 17-year ban on a man named Nick Burchill. He was in the Canadian Naval Reserve, and his Navy buddies asked him to bring Brothers Pepperoni, which is apparently a Halifax delicacy.
Okay.
So he bought enough for the ship, essentially.
Wow.
However, his pepperoni-packed suitcase was misplaced by the airline, so it arrived a day late, and he thought, well, I should still keep it cold so it's edible. So he decided, what any right-thinking person would do, I'll unpack the pepperoni and just place it on a table and open the window. It was April. Why not? It's chilly.
All right.
And then I'm going to go out on a walk.
And so, he was gone for...
Hours.
4 to 5 hours.
Hours.
Yeah.
And this is what it says. Quote, I remember walking down the long hall and opening the door to my room to find an entire flock of seagulls in my room. I didn't have time to count, but there must have been about 40 of them. And they had been in my room eating pepperoni for a long time.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's not an animal that's clean.
No. So he ran. He ran so far away.
Oh, you go straight to hell.
All right. But he obviously had to say to the hotel, got a situation.
Have a bit of a problem.
Up on the fourth floor.
Clean up room floor.
Yeah. So they banned him. They were like, you take your pepperoni suitcase, what's left of it, and get the hell out. So he was banned for 17 years.
Why would they eventually reverse that?
I don't know.
Why did they go, you know what? Let's let the guy off now. It's been 17 years.
We understand he wanted to keep the pepperoni cool. We don't have the proper refrigeration.
He suffered enough, though.
He has.
I mean, come on. How long does the ban happen? And by the way, do they really ban people? Like, if he were to come back a year later, do you think they would?
I don't know. Maybe they had his
ID. Put something in their computer or something?
Yeah, something. Sure. Have you, Kevin, ever been banned from anywhere?
You know, they tell you that you're banned. I don't really believe necessarily.
Okay.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, if you've been banned from someplace. I was, you know, banned from Disneyland.
I'm sorry?
What?
I'm sorry?
Huh?
You said where?
Banned from Disneyland.
Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was a bit of a punk.
What?
You could say when I was young. And I don't know why I was doing this, because I look back now and it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I don't know. I think I was younger than, I was probably seven.
Okay.
Six or seven. I don't know.
All right.
All I remember was Tom Sawyer's Island.
Okay.
You have to take a boat out to it or a raft or something.
I don't probably know. Not a raft.
A canoe. I don't know what you take over there. And for some reason, I climbed a tree.
Oh.
Already. Why?
Yeah.
And I was tearing off branches.
Oh, and asshole.
I just throw them down.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Like, I look back now and I think, what's wrong with me? Why would I do that?
Yeah.
How was that entertaining? What gave me the idea?
Right.
Why am I a dick?
Yes.
I have a lot of questions.
All those things.
All those questions. So they threw us out. And that's really embarrassing when you're with your parents.
Well, were you with your parents?
Yes.
Because why weren't they saying, get out of the tree,
I mean,
Kevin?
Sometimes I would sometimes I would run away from them.
Okay.
Yeah, I
sure.
didn't always stay. I didn't always heal. Sit! I don't know. I got away from them. I climbed up a tree. I was ripping off branches. They kicked us out, and they told me I was banned. Now, of course, I've been back since.
Sure.
I can't imagine I was really banned, but do you think there's a system in place where my name was on a list someplace, or
I think probably for people that really do bad things. Sure, maybe a kid back then, it was just enough to scare you.
It was just a dumbass alert.
Yeah, but I'm absolutely sure that they have a whole list at Disneyland.
What if I went back today and they were like, "You tore our tree apart."
That's why
you
there's no
the
more
out.
Tom Sawyer Island.
That's
is
not
there?
True.
I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
I don't even know.
But I don't know why I did that. But for some reason, that was what I thought would be funny that day.
Oh, Kevin.
I don't know. I had a lot of problems, and I still do.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they told me I was banned from Disneyland, and that was heartbreaking.
Well, yeah,
as a kid,
7-year-old kid. I mean, let's be honest. Now.
Right.
I'd sob if I was banned from Disneyland.
Right. I didn't blame them either, because what's wrong
you?
With me?
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
And they asked, like, what? Why were you doing that? And I said, I don't know.
There was a tree. I got legs.
There was a tree and I got legs. So you were banned from some place for something. 1-800-520-1067. You could call us or you can text us and we'll take your calls next time.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Let's take one phone call. Let's make it Evan from Whittier. Hi, Evan.
How you doing, Kevin Bean?
Good, thank you. You were banned from some place for what?
Back in the day in high school, the baseball team at high school, they basically were out there on the canoes on Tom Sawyer Island. They started rocking the canoe, and capsized it and got the whole school banned from that Disneyland for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Man, oh, man, the rest of the school must have been angry.
So
they were back in the day. It's
what?
Coming up on the 10-year ban, so they're going to get back in there now.
Right.
Excellent.
Talking about you were banned from someplace for some type of behavior.
Hey, someone brought up a great question. Is Omar still banned from Santa Anita Park? Kevin, do you know if he is?
I mean, technically, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Technically, I was banned from Santa Anita Park as well. That wasn't Omar.
What'd you do?
Look. We were giving out prizes.
Uh-huh.
And it was a beer fest.
Sure.
So I had a beer stein.
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty heavy.
Right.
So I thought, hey, I'm going to toss this out into the crowd. And the thud, the sickening thud sound that it made when it creased right into the forehead of a woman.
Oh, Kevin.
I mean, it was not a pleasant sound.
Kevin, God damn it.
And so then I was banned from Santa Anita as well.
Would it be quicker just to talk about the places you haven't been banned from? Or?
It's a miracle I'm not in jail.
It is.
And I'm still alive.
True.
Both are true. All right, let's take some phone calls. Let's start with Rob in Orange. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, sorry. It's a little inappropriate, but my niece is actually going to Notre Dame to drop her off. I went to Disneyland with my buddies one time when they first put in the Ferris wheel. At the very top, I mooned them. I just stuck my butt on the window.
Right.
And they let us go around twice, so I didn't think anything of it. And the second time around, they pulled us off and said that I was banned for a year.
Oh, man.
Imagine.
How bad's your butt?
I thought it was nice. Everybody else said it was nice.
Sure. Got a lot of compliments. Imagine what Disneyland has to deal with. You know?
A lot.
It just seems like a lot of a-hole.
Absolutely.
A-holery, I should say. Let's go to Al in Brea. Hi, Al.
Hey, how you doing, Kevin?
Good, thank you. You were banned from where for what?
Yes, I was banned from, you remember Lucky Supermarket was in L.A., now it moved up north.
Absolutely.
Yes, Lucky's, yes.
Yeah, so I went in there, I was about 12 years old, I went in there and I stole some batteries, and I got caught by the manager, and then the manager told me that I was banned, that I was never to come back.
Now, I was just going to ask you, so my question is, does that guy really ban you, or is he just telling that to get you out and maybe hope you won't come back?
Yeah, I think he was doing that, because I'm a kid, I'm scared that I already got caught for batteries.
Yeah, that's it.
So then 3 weeks later, I had to go back with my mom, because I didn't want to tell my mom, so I had to go back with my mom shopping, and I'm just watching to see if that manager was there.
Mm. And he wasn't?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah.
Stephanie Edwards is really, really upset with Al. She was the spokesperson
right?
back in the day, everybody. Google it.
Sorry, I went to the wrong line. Let's go to Chase in Long Beach. Hi, Chase.
Hey, what's up, man?
You got banned from where for what?
I got banned from Knott's Berry Farm. Switch it up a little bit. Yeah, like I was probably like 13, 14, and I used to like sit out in front there, and there would be like, you know, random people that weren't from around California or whatever, and I'd just be like, hey, you guys want to get into the park? I got a highlighter right here. And so I just like put a highlighter on their hand, but they legit like banned me for 99 years. I had to sign like a paper. They had me handcuffed to like a little bench in this like little room. My mom and my stepdad had to come pick me up.
Oh my like, God.
Yeah. It was a big old fiasco. Funny thing though, is like, I've been back there. Like I've been there.
Yeah. See, that's my thing.
I'm older now.
My thing is they probably don't have the capability of keeping track of a-holery.
Yeah.
No way. It's impossible just because the sheer amount of people that go
right.
into that park every single day. It's just
right.
I mean, where are they going to keep that information? You know?
Yeah, there's
right?
nowhere. You're right.
I mean, now maybe they could with computers, but
I think,
not
yeah,
always.
Back in the day when all of this was happening with us, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But now, for sure.
All right, let's go to Isaac from Claremont. Hey, Isaac.
Hey.
You were banned from where for what?
I think I'm banned from China.
What?
For like, yeah.
Banned from China?
From, yeah, the country. So 15, 20 years ago, I was teaching English there to elementary school kids for a couple months. And I went to leave in the airport, and I'm about to get on the flight. And all of a sudden, these cop people say, you can't get on the flight, in kind of broken English. I'm like, what's going on? And apparently, you were supposed to get a stamp at the local police station every week while you're there to prove that you're, like, complying or whatever.
Oh, just to check in and make sure they know you're playing by the rules?
Exactly. Oh. And so we didn't know this. And so it was like some, you know, like $100 a day for the fine or something. And I'm a, you know, college kid. I don't have any money. And so I was running around the airport trying to, like begging these business people, you know, give me some money so I can get out of this damn country. And
are
so,
you kidding? Were you trying to find, like, Americans or did you speak Chinese?
Oh, no. Just I didn't speak Chinese. That's the whole thing. Like, and the police officers didn't speak Chinese either. So what ended up, I went back to my host family and our boss ended up paying the fine. But I signed something that I think said that I am not allowed to, you know, go to China and that I'll never, you know, harm their beloved country again.
I love that you signed something and you don't know what it said. You just wanted to sign it and get out.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I mean, I think you win. I think he's the winner if he's banned from China, for God's sakes. Nice work. We appreciate it, Isaac.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Right now, Allie is here with a look at what's happening.
Starting tomorrow, close to 200 items used by Linkin Park will be auctioned off. It's a website called Reverb, and during the auction, fans can bid on gear, instruments, both used in the studio on tour, for big events, and all, or a portion of the proceeds will benefit Music for Relief. That's the band's nonprofit that provides aid to those affected by natural disasters. You can get things like the Yamaha Keytar. That was used in the What I've Done video and on multiple tours. Oh, you want a theremin? How about the Moog Etherwave Plus theremin? Mike Shinoda used that at the 2010 MTV Video Music Awards. And I think the coolest thing is a sticker-covered road case that's been used on tour. A full list of the items is on krock.com if you want to go through and check that
out.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, other artists have done the same thing, like Billy Corgan, Noel Gallagher, Billy Joe Armstrong, and Wilco. So they auction off stuff that their fans really want to a great cause. So, again, portion of the proceeds, Music for Relief, and it's starting tomorrow. So go to krock.com, look at the items, imagine how much you'd pay for it, that keytar or that theremin. What? When you get the theremin,
yeah,
do you learn how to play the theremin?
I mean, I would assume not.
Because I'm wondering who teaches that.
I don't...
There's got to be theremin teachers,
I assume so. Probably you would just YouTube it and try to figure... Because you can find any kind of...
You're right.
I mean, you really can find anything on YouTube.
You're right.
But I don't know that there's a big calling for that instrument.
Oh, I think you'd be wrong.
Or that sound?
Going to have a big resurgence.
All right.
Mark my words. 7:56 a.m. April 3rd. Some tours to tell you about. The Summer's Revolution 3 Tour. That's three major headliners, Bush, Stone Temple Pilots, and The Cult. All right. That's going to be at Glen Helen on September 1st. But they're having a tour launch event tonight in L.A., and it's going to be live streamed for free starting at 8:15 on Billboard's Facebook page. So you can check that out. But all apparently right. It's going to be a revolving stage, so it's just like Bush. Ooh! Oh, Stone Temple Pilots.
That's
ooh,
the way to do it.
Cult. Yeah, I mean...
No downtime.
It's what we do. Weenie roast.
We try and do, yeah.
Boo stick.
It's always worked.
Awesome. We should try that at Foolishness.
We should. Is that the stage turn?
That would be amazing.
Completely 360 and just somebody else walks out?
Yes. But it would have different, like, colors and stuff.
Nope, just so the same.
Would be like, oh,
exactly
the same?
Exactly the same.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. And it's very strange. Yesterday, I tweeted about my friend's new boyfriend. We were talking about the show Billions, and they used Counting Crows song Round Here in the last episode a ton.
Love that song.
Love that song. August and everything after Counting Crows is
love that album.
Still one of the greatest albums.
Yep.
And this dude said these words. No one liked that album. It's not even good. What are you talking
no
about?
No one liked that album?
He ruined my day.
Wow.
First of all, they just started dating. So
second of all, how did he ruin your day?
Because of Sullivan Street, Round Here. I mean, Mr. Jones is probably the worst song.
Is that
on
the
it.
One with Raining in Baltimore, I think?
Rain King.
That might be a different
That's the Rain all one. Right. Okay. Anna Begins, Omaha. I mean, a
That's
hit
a great
after
album.
Hit.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
That's a great album.
I was legitimately mad at this guy. So I tweeted about it, and people were like, dude, one of my favorite albums.
Right.
Still.
But did people then
day,
tweet, but take it easy?
But slow down and relax. This shouldn't ruin your day. And then I wake up today to this. Counting Crows will celebrate the band's quarter century with a summer tour. 25 years and counting, and the band live will open most of those shows. And you're probably saying, Allie, but when will they play here in Southern California? And I say to you, thanks for asking. July 8th at Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine.
All right.
Nailed it. Also, this basically is just for me and Bean. Brian Wilson going on tour this winter. He'll be performing the entire Beach Boys Christmas album every night. Oh, little Saint Nick. See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know when that album came out, but
right.
My parents moved here to LA from Boston
mm-hmm.
in the late 60s. My brother and I came later, and that album played every Christmas because I think it just was there like, yeah, we're in LA now. We're surfing.
This is what we do in Christmas.
This is what we do. So that Christmas album is such a huge part of my youth. If you don't think I'm going to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza on December 20th,
I assume you'd
be wrong. I am going to be there. Brian Wilson doing the whole Beach Boys Christmas album. Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is the best day of my life. So yesterday, awful.
Worst.
Today, best.
Best.
Some birthdays for you. We've got Jenny Garth, Adam Scott, Kobe Smulders, Alec Baldwin, Adam Bynes. Who? Amanda Bynes. I just got so excited to hear the next song that I just couldn't say the name. But Eddie Murphy as well. And big shout out to all the kids out there, like me, that thought his girlfriend had to potty all the time.
That's what you thought?
Well, yeah, because that's how my mom said potty.
Yeah.
Because she's a masshole. Yeah. So I was like, why is he singing about that? And why doesn't she just pee? That's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Right now we're going to tell you about human Uber. This is a thing that exists.
You hop on someone's back and they take you somewhere?
No, this is another person.
Okay.
That puts an iPad on their face, facing outward.
Okay.
And then you, sitting at home on your couch, have them walk wherever they want to go. And if you're in a meeting or whatever, they sit down in the meeting and it's just a person with an iPad on their face.
So it's
like your face is on the iPad and it's FaceTime.
Yeah, you're FaceTiming with whoever you need to FaceTime with.
Yes. Now, why did they come up with a story? How did they come up with a story where this is more acceptable? Why not just use an iPad? Why are you putting it on someone's face and having them walk around?
I don't know. Maybe if you're in a meeting or a conference or something like that, I know it doesn't look like a real person.
It would be distracting.
It would be very unsettling, yeah. But maybe they think that as opposed to just an iPad sitting there, having a human that can move their hands and I don't know.
That's what they did. They did a study and this guy at the University of Tokyo found out that people would respond more to a person with an iPad on their face.
Wow.
And just an iPad.
And to be clear, this is an iPad, like an actual size iPad.
Yes.
That is strapped to a helmet.
Yes.
That the person is wearing.
Right.
So it's a big old square face.
And if I look at it, I see your face.
Right.
From your home.
That's nuts.
That's insane, right?
That's insane.
Here's the story.
Most telepresent systems have been designed to provide a remote user's existence with a teleoperated robot. However, can telepresence robots replace humans completely? We hypothesize physical and social telepresence can be embodied by a surrogate human who imitates the remote user. It shows a remote user's live face, and a voice channel transmits a remote user's voice. Our pilot study confirmed people could regard the masked person as a right person.
They did a study, and people will literally react to it more if it's a person sitting there with an iPad on their face. I don't think I can get over the fact that I'm sitting in a meeting with a person with an iPad on his face.
And do you get to pick what the person's going to wear?
Yeah, supposedly you'll hear in the story, but you're supposed to find somebody that has the same general body type as yourself.
Oh, no, I am going with a chick. Bam, bam. People are going to pay attention to me.
All right, check this out. What you're looking at is a human Uber. Someone created the idea in Japan. It allows people to go out and do things without leaving their house. You can hire a surrogate strap-on.
I'm sorry?
An iPad mask.
Oh, surrogate straps on an iPad mask. Sorry.
And then venture out into the world. You can have them do things for you, like go to the grocery store and even...
Now, I think what's happening here is the host, the news anchor, is holding an iPad on his face and making the other news anchor laugh because now they just lose it.
Oh, the chemistry.
Oh, it's crazy.
Oh, it took me a while to get that story. But
see
now
what was happening there? Right, so yeah. That's
so you don't
your
want
face,
it.
And I'm walking around like, hello, Susan's here. No, Susan's here.
You don't want to go to that party and see so-and-so.
Hello, Brian. Yes, how are you today?
This world is getting crazy.
increasingly ridiculous.
I'll tell you that.
Susan and Brian.
Right?
Woo!
They were having fun, weren't they?
Yes.
How about that?
It's just FaceTime from device to device, but you wear the FaceTime, which sounds absurd now that I say it. A professor at the University of Tokyo debuted a thing called the chameleon mask, which is essentially a teleconference system that a human wears that allows a remote user to send someone out into the world as their surrogate. Once the tweets started rolling out about it, people started dubbing it Human Uber on Twitter.
Chip brings up a good point. It should be Huber. I don't know how they didn't go with that instead of Human Uber.
We just used an iPad mini that we taped to a motorcycle helmet. It took about an hour to just do like really, really rudimentary tasks that usually take me like just a few short minutes. The guy who is my Human Uber happened to be my twin brother. I asked him to do it. The maker of Chameleon Mask, Jun Rikimoto, suggests that you find somebody that have the same body type as you, and my brother does. Telecommuting was fine. It was getting him around that was difficult because he couldn't see because he literally had an iPad over his face.
I mean, that seems like an important detail.
It really does.
So literally, the guy back at home is saying, okay, turn left, and he would just bump into a wall.
This is not good. It didn't even occur to me that the person couldn't see. Of course they
can't see anything. So you have to basically talk them through life.
Oh, come on.
Right?
By this way, is...
I need this in my life.
No.
I totally do.
You of all people.
No, I do. Because
why?
Imagine, you have the little human Uber come to my house, the Huber, and I give him a little package.
Okay.
And he goes into, you know, wherever I tell him to go in a seedy part of town, and he drops off the package, and he exchanges this for some money, and he comes back to me, and if the police get kind of, you know, wind of what's happening, I'm free and clear.
Well, how
I don't get busted.
But you're on the Uber face. You have a connection with the Uber.
Ah, you know what? Fake name. I thought of everything.
Oh, and so it's just Sam doing these deals.
Dude.
If they're deals.
If there are deals.
And Kevin needs this too.
I really.
No.
Say if the Dodgers were like, hey, we want you to throw out the ceremonial first pitch again.
Right.
Human Uber is going to do way better than Kev Dog.
He is going to hire an actual pitcher.
Fernando Valenzuela.
There you go.
To wear an iPad.
Very similar bodies.
Absolutely.
That's a great idea. Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ. 911 is a joke. This is people calling 911 when there's no emergency, and the operators are trying to figure out why on earth they would have possibly called. And I have a new batch for you. To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo. All right, the first call we have is from a woman who is at a Chinese restaurant, and she's not happy with her food.
And
she asked for a refund. Nope. She asked for a refund.
Okay.
And they don't give it to her.
And a fight breaks out.
No fight. She just calls 911.
What's the problem?
I have bought some Chinese food, and it's not to par to me, and I asked to get my money back, and they acted like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
And this is why you call 911?
What am I supposed to do? Jump over the thing and beat them up and get my money back?
You could have called the regular police line instead of the life-threatening emergency line.
I don't think she was very happy with that call.
Not pleased.
Not having it. To get up, get down. 911 is joking. Can you imagine being a 911 operator?
The patience.
Right.
Is, astounding.
I already would have failed that first test right there.
Oh, yeah. I would have been like, give me the address. I'm coming down.
Right. All right. The next one is a guy calling 911 to see if the amount of marijuana he's growing is legal or what kind of trouble he can get in. And this, of course, is before it was legalized. So, and then following the 911 call is some news report that follows up on it.
What's going on?
I was just growing some marijuana. I was just wondering what the, how much, you know, trouble you can get into for one plant.
You're growing marijuana and you want to know how much? Depends on how big the plant is.
It's only a seedling.
It didn't take long for police to track the call to Michelson's home. There they found a small amount of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Police then charged him with marijuana possession and other crimes. Michelson was later released on $5,000 bail.
Watch, you'll show him, though.
He had no comment on his arrest, but he did have a not-so-subtle message as he left the police station.
He spun around and stuck both middle fingers up at the dispatchers.
Right? Oh, my goodness. It's their fault that
he's
an
idiot. It's the dispatcher's fault. He called them and asked about marijuana. To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo. You know how when they have Viagra commercials, they say, if your erection lasts longer than 4 hours, yeah, you call the emergency.
What do you need medicine for?
I took some pills, and I took two Viagra pills, and my erection had been up for like 4 days, and there hasn't been any signs of change whatsoever, and I'm really sick.
Oh, no.
4 days.
I don't think you're supposed to take two ever, are you?
I don't know, but it seems like that's the last call you want to make as a guy.
4 days.
Because I think you have to go into the hospital. We heard Dr. Mo tell us these stories before, and they have to, you know.
Debone?
Yes. Nobody wants that.
No.
That is not a call you want to make.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
There's a guy who is really hungry. I mean, this guy, or this is the beer mug of people in the South, I think.
Okay.
He ordered 7 burgers.
Oh.
For himself, but didn't check the bag till he got out to his car.
I'm up here at McDonald's up here, and I ordered like 7 burgers, and I went to my vehicle, right, and I came back to them, and they took a burger from me.
Lorenzo Riggins was hungry when he walked into the East Albany McDonald's last night.
I went in to order 7 McDoubles and 1 chicken and 1 fry.
But after he walked outside, he says he noticed that wasn't what he got.
I left at the store without checking it.
Mm.
But when I got to my truck and I got ready to leave, I looked in the bag and come to find out I didn't have but 6 McDoubles.
The dude only had 6 McDoubles.
Yeah.
And a chicken sandwich and fries.
1 fry, though, with all that. What kind of life is he leading? This is insanity.
So that guy called 911, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, not good.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
Here's a woman that starts with the news first, and she really just needs some cigarettes.
Well, we were just kicking it in the backyard, just, you know, a few beers too many, and then next thing you know, we're out of cigarettes. Well, I didn't want to drive to town, so.
So Linda White grabbed her cell phone.
Hood County 911, what is the address of your emergency?
That's right. She called 911.
Hello. I need some cigarettes.
I was drunk.
That was her. The only thing she said to the news reporter is, I was drunk.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
And finally, this dude just wants some tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And he's actually, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but I almost think he has a point. He's drunk.
Okay.
And they won't let him walk through the drive-thru. So he needs food.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks from his house to the taco place, mm-hmm, and they won't let him walk through. So he's like, so to get a taco, you're telling me I need to get in my car and drive it?
Yeah, that's not good.
It isn't good, no.
Taco emergency?
It's not an emergency. I walked up, they went and served me. So I'm at the Taco Bell at 137th and Washington. Yeah, I just want some tacos. That's it.
Kimball tells the dispatcher he has the munchies. According to the police report, he'd been drinking alcohol.
What are the employees saying?
You can't walk up. You got to drive up. You got to eat DUI to get a taco. I get the munchies. I walk a quarter mile from here. You got to help me out, or I have to get arrested to get home. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What?
I'm not sure what you're saying. No. Are you going to help me out, meaning get him a taco,
okay,
or are you going to come pick me up and take me home? How are those the only two options?
I wasn't aware that was a service
it
now
isn't?
That 911 does.
It's not.
Well, we're not going to take you home.
I want you to call the manager.
He did tell the dispatcher, though, the reason he called Largo Police.
When I get refused service for no reason, it pees me off, so I call you guys. Does that make sense?
Police say calling 911 for tacos does not make any sense.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, yo.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
I mean, that was a disturbing conversation, to say the least. Dan Stevens has joined us in studio here at K-Rock. How are you, Dan?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I might like your show too much.
Yes.
Is that possible?
I mean, ask the people that I work with.
It's a lot. It's a lot of...
I love that show so much. And I mean, I talk about it enough to really annoy...
I've never been in a radio studio that's entirely plastered with Legion posters.
It's strange.
I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly the type of guy who can keep stuff all straight.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and run some stuff by you from last season.
Right.
And tell me if I'm on target or off.
I mean, I don't know if that really applies to Legion, but go on. Let's do it, and I'll let you know how on target
your character, David.
Yes, correct.
Has superpowers.
Nailed it.
And that's it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. And but he doesn't know it. He thinks he's crazy.
Yeah, well, he's been told that most of his life.
By the Shadow King.
Well.
By different people. He's been in psychiatric hospitals?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's because they're trying to protect him so he doesn't know he has powers.
But are they?
Are they? See, you might be one step ahead of the game there.
Oh.
Because at the time, I mean, he's just been put away and is told he's crazy and drugged up to the eyeballs. And.
But it's because his dad is... The X-Men guy.
Right?
But he doesn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not at that time.
Not at that point.
Okay.
I mean, I know that now. Actually, even now, season two, he doesn't know it was Professor X. He just knows that it was a powerful mutant dude who had a psychic battle with the Shadow King.
Right?
Right.
So he's battling with the Shadow King.
Is everybody up to speed with this?
Okay. We barely delved.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So the Shadow King is trying to take over your mind, and you can't figure out if you're sane or not. You think you're insane, but he's trying to take over your mind.
Right. I think most of your listeners have probably had to pull over now.
Probably.
Just at the side of the road. Just weeping.
He's also Aubrey Plaza's character, the Shadow King.
He inhabits bodies.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the angry German paper dude. Whatever his name is. I don't know. He shows up as that guy a lot.
Wait, let's tackle this.
Hang on. No, he's...
Wait a second.
The angry German paper dude. The angry face puppet thing.
Oh, the angriest boy in the world.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay. The angry German paper dude.
I don't know. It's what he looks like.
He's not German.
It's what he looks like. I don't know if he's German or not. It's just what he looks like.
He never speaks. He could be.
Apologies to our German audience.
German extraction.
He could be.
Could well
be.
How
do you know?
How do we know? He hasn't done his lineage table, whatever.
Right.
That's this season. He does
23andMe. 23andMe, exactly. Yeah. Oh, who knew?
Right?
He's German.
So throughout the course of the season, you're sort of learning that you've got powers, but you're also fighting with the Shadow King, who takes many different variations, and you're not exactly sure who it is, and there's a lot of colors, and you're not sure why and what they mean.
If you're confused listening right now, this is exactly the sort of experience that we wish to evoke by watching Legion. So we've actually managed to recreate this through the medium of radio.
I feel like I'm not doing it as well as the TV show did it, because I love the TV show.
And on the show, you don't know if these things are happening in your head or if it's reality.
Or in your head.
What?
Whoa.
Tell us about creating that false, weird reality of never knowing what's real and what's imagined and what's in your head and what's not.
Well, that's my general experience of life anyway.
Same, but...
So I just sort of transferred it onto the screen. Yeah, it's a fun one to make. It's very, very playful. It gets very weird at times.
Super weird.
And there's lots of there are lots of strange moments on set where the most ordinary things become very, very strange, and everybody starts questioning whether this cup of coffee in front of me is actually there or not, and we have to stop filming, and everybody, you know, and then we have to call the showrunner. So is the cup of coffee that was in episode 3, is that now there in episode 2? No, it's not there. Okay, right, so everybody ignore the coffee. And so we can, you know, and that
now
kind
that's
of,
Noah Hawley?
Noah Hawley is our showrunner who
also did Fargo.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty weird.
Yeah. This is weirder. Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved Fargo, and he's a great novelist as well, Noah Hawley, and I loved his novels. And so somebody said he's going to turn his mind to this crazy character, literally great, you know, of Legion, who I think he first appeared in the 80s and, you know, in the comic books.
The comic books,
and has come back, you know, maybe once a decade. He sort of comes and has a run and really crazy stuff happens.
Why did he
in
pick
the Marvel
that
universe.
One? Because of that? Because
he picked it so much, but somebody thought, you know, now is maybe a good time to be looking at a very, very crazy character who's not sure about the nature of reality.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are struggling with the nature of reality these days, and Legion seems to fit right in there. It looks like a documentary sometimes.
Yeah, unfortunately it does. It helped me that it was Marvel TV. Like, that gave me like a base of, oh, okay, well, I'm going to at least understand where we're going with this. Although that didn't happen to be true.
Yeah, I think to expect the unexpected and to expect a certain amount of playfulness and weirdness,
yes.
I don't think you have to be particularly clued up and up to speed with the X-Men or anything, really. You know, I think we kind of go in a pretty different direction to a lot of the shows that you might have seen. But
the epic dance scene that you had in the first episode was just crazy. I rewound it and watched it like 3 times. I was like, what's happening on my TV right now?
Yeah, for the pilot. I mean, for the pilot. Save something.
Yeah,
right?
You're talking about this season. The
No. I was talking about the first season.
Yeah. Okay, because we also
the Bollywood
have a dance,
I haven't seen the second season yet.
In the first episode of the second season,
fantastic.
Which airs tonight.
Well
FX,
done, young
at 10
man.
PM.
Well done.
Thanks. Got that in there. We can carry on now. But yeah, dance is a big part of the show. Music and so it's like sonically and visually, it's a very, very trippy show. But also to use dance as a way, certainly in this season, of portraying a battle, like a psychic battle. Like, how do you show that? Just two people sort of staring at each other thinking? Or like, so actually using music and dance as a medium of these people fighting is very cool, very expressive.
So many psychic battles that I'm just like, dance off.
Right.
Right? Only way to settle it.
I mean, it really is.
I've said it for years.
Yeah.
So I finally have a show now that understands me. Yeah. If people are listening right now and they're like, Dan Stevens, how do I know that? What would you say? Downton Abbey?
I know that voice from?
Downton Abbey mostly?
Maybe.
Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast? Maybe. Who were you in that? He was the Beast. You guys, do the
That's
Beast
nonsense.
Voice.
That was,
drop
that
it
was
down.
It. I need
drop
more,
it down.
More coffee.
Do it.
More coffee.
All right. Well done.
All right. Legion season 2 comes back tonight, 10 p.m. on FX. And we got more next.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K Rock. Radio.com. Radio.com.
Dan Stevens is in the studio with us. He is David from Legion.
Hi.
We are finally back for season number 2. Now, at the end of season 1, a baseball size orb of some kind flies up to you, sucks you into it, and flies away.
Yeah, it's the
what
usual
was that?
Way to end a show,
What
I feel.
What was that, and where are you?
That is the question that we are faced with at the beginning of season 2, which airs tonight on FX at 10 p.m. Where has he been? What was it? Who designed it? Who sent it?
Was it the government? Was it the third division or whatever?
You're
like,
asking all the right questions.
Am I?
You're so primed and ready.
Am
for
I
this
going
new season.
To get answers tonight?
Tonight? Would you want all the answers
right
in
off.
Hour one
it's
of
not
an 11 hour
episode
season?
Season?
I didn't say all. I just said some.
Some. Yes. I'm thinking. Do you? I'm rewatching the first episode in my head right now. Yeah, you get some.
Okay.
Some of those questions will be partly answered this evening.
Well, here's the thing that I love about the show, and I don't want to scare people off by how confusing it can be, because they do give you breadcrumbs along the way, and you are able to follow it.
Yeah.
Even I can follow it. So if I can follow it, anyone can.
Yeah, I mean, at its core, you know, there's a love story between Sid and David, and that really, really carries us through and grounds the whole thing. And yeah, I mean, a lot of the weirdness and confusion is part of the fun. It's part of the trip. We're not out there to ruin your day.
Right.
But we
or
are
just
there
to be confusing for confusing sake. There's an actual story.
Yeah, like we're there to sort of amuse you and entertain you and tickle your brain.
Oh, excellent.
You like your brain being tickled?
Why not? Why
sure.
not?
Who doesn't?
Is the Shadow King still in Jermaine Clement?
Oh.
Or is that where he ended up?
That's
I think
where,
so.
Yes.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yes, as of episode 1 tonight.
That's
yes,
where he is.
Oh,
that is
man.
Where, yeah.
Mm. Okay. I need him out of Jermaine because...
I know, he's so sweet, isn't
he's
he?
Such a sweet man.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve
he
that kind of treatment.
He doesn't deserve it.
I don't know that anyone does.
Thank you. Well, I mean, stay tuned.
I see. She's got a list there of people who do deserve the Shadow King.
I'm just going to hand it to you when you leave. If you could work some
I'll
of these people in. Thank
now,
you.
Have you shot all of season 2?
We have.
You have already
I
finished?
I feel like we just finished. It was a few weeks back. But yeah, we shot it here in sunny Los Angeles, California.
Okay, so the first season seemed like it was in the Pacific Northwest someplace.
It was, British Columbia.
Okay.
So yeah, all of those rainforests were out in Squamish, north of Vancouver.
Sure.
And then we were lucky enough to get moved to the desert for season two, which is awesome. I'd never actually been to the Mojave, and
is that right?
Really amazing. Really amazing.
In short terms.
In short pants.
I mean, you don't want to stay there for a long time. No, short pants. Yeah, short pants as well.
In short pants.
Sure. Tell me about, do you meet with the creators and writers before the season and just say, what's the journey going to be like this year?
Yeah, what's the first read-through like? Right. Are you like, what is happening?
I mean, that feeling never goes away throughout the season, really. And we don't get all of the scripts up front, so we get the first one, maybe two if we're lucky. And then we're in for the ride.
But there's no conversation had about...
There is some.
In general, season starts, where it ends?
Well, they haven't written them at that point.
At that point, okay.
So they're still coming up with a story and writing it. We're still, you know, swimming through the characterization. And no, it's a mass journey that we take together. And they have some idea of the story arc and where, you know, mm-hmm. things are going to start and end up. But how we get there and the sort of playful route that we take is up to them as well.
I'm
go.
Really impressed by the writing on the show for that reason. Because you are getting from point A to point B, but you're going in a different way than any other show on TV is going.
Yeah.
And that seems like that's a really difficult job to write that and then produce it now.
Well, it is, especially when there are now like 500 shows
right.
out there. And you can't possibly see them all. And, you know, why not make something a little bit different and, as I say, tickle the brain and just refresh the viewer a bit.
A lot of shows like to do crossovers. I am a huge fan of all things FX.
Okay.
So I think maybe Atlanta Legion crossover, Baskets Legion crossover, Better Things Legion crossover.
Hello.
Who's with me, right?
I'm with you all the way on all of those things.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And one of those things?
All. He said all. Okay. I just assume that everyone at FX just hangs out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a big party.
Like a clubhouse. We just kick back. And I actually met some of the Atlanta boys recently, and they are awesome. I love that
wonderful.
Show so much.
We love that show, too.
Keith and Brian Tyree Henry and
Brian
Donald Glover.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I love it.
Listen, we're not here to promote that show.
Well, no, we're not. but I will.
I love it.
Well, we are here to talk about Legion Season 2, which comes back tonight on FX at 10 p.m. Anything else you can tell us about the upcoming season rather than just tonight?
There's a little baby chick.
A baby chick.
Mm-hmm. Is it German?
Is it a German baby chick? There will be a cow.
Oh.
A cow.
Mm-hmm. There's a mouse. I'm just telling you animals that may feature in the season.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you tell us anything about the upcoming season?
And
there's some animals.
I mean, I was hoping for some bigger strokes and not such small stuff. But okay, look, I'll take what I can get.
Right.
I'm excited about the show. I love it so much. Thank you for coming into K-Rock.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it. Legion FX, 10 p.m. tonight, season 2. You're the best. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Allie is here with the last look at what's happening for today.
I can't stop thinking about Legion Atlanta crossover. I mean, that needs to happen, right?
I mean, sure.
What
I'd like to see Alligator Man in Legion. I would like to see that.
Absolutely. By the way, this week's Atlanta.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, it hasn't aired.
Oh, okay.
But on Thursday, it's all Lakeith-based.
Oh, love him.
So all so Darius much. All the time. Last week was all Brian Tyree Henry, paper boy. It was just him and the guy that cuts his hair, his barber, the whole show. And it was phenomenal. But listen, that's neither here nor there.
It's what good is TV here, is what it is.
It is really good mm-hmm. TV. I'm telling you, FX
has
my favorite shows. Absolutely. You watching... My next guest needs no introduction with David Letterman on Netflix.
I watched Barack Obama.
Yeah, that was the first one.
And I was surprised that David Letterman didn't attempt to make that funny.
No, I think it's just his like long form and he's just getting to know people.
He doesn't need
to go for the laughs.
I know, but it seemed like when he was doing his show, he couldn't help it. That's what it seemed like.
Who he is. Yeah.
But,
Yeah, Barack Obama was the first one, then George Clooney, and then Malala. And this Friday, his guest is Jay-Z.
Right.
And he tells a deeply personal story about his mother coming out to him.
For my mother to have to live as someone that she wasn't and hide and, like, protect her kids and didn't want to embarrass her kids. And, you know, for all this time and for her to sit in front of me and tell me, I think I love someone. I mean, I really cried. That's a real story. Like, I cried because I was so happy for her that she was free.
Wow.
You know, I was like, man. Like,
and how old were you when that happened?
This happened 8 months ago.
Wow.
Wow. 8 months ago.
8 months ago, his mother came out to him. That's a lifetime of wow. her not being true to who she is. How I can't even imagine how hard that must be and what a struggle every day was. That's tough. Yeah. Comes out this Friday. If you want to check out on Netflix, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman and his guest, Jay-Z. Well, yesterday, the CW network announced it's renewing 10 series. You heard me, 10. All 5 DC comic shows, Arrow, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Supergirl, and Black Lightning will be picked up, as well as Riverdale, Supernatural, Dynasty, Jane the Virgin, and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And interesting, Rachel Bloom tweeted yesterday that she turned on her Wi-Fi on the plane, found out they were renewed, took a really cute picture. It was just adorable. But she said this will be... the last season, upcoming 4th season, will also be the show's last. And that was her plan from the beginning. She wanted to do this show for 4 seasons. She had kind of the story already in her head, how it was going to end. So, thank God they got the 4th, right? She's like, I have so much
I had 3 seasons. I only wanted one more.
Yeah.
It's weird to not hear that a show will go for as long as they can. You just assume that's... a given. If you can make 8 seasons, you go 8. If you can make 10, you go 10.
But then you think about seasons that go out on top.
Like, agreed. Shows that go
like
out on
Seinfeld.
Top. Yeah.
That's it that I could think of right now. Other ones as well.
Sure.
But that's how, I don't know if you've watched the Gary Shandling documentary yet.
I haven't yet. No.
But that's kind of how his mind worked. He had an idea of how it would go. Once he achieved it, it's almost like it wasn't really fun. Or there was no
was
more
the
to
journey
create.
Was all that was fun.
Yeah, and then you get there and it's like, all right, this is awesome. Everyone wants more, but I think I'm done. And that's just kind of how I think some minds work and some don't. How long has the Kevin and Bean show been on? No, really. I
mean, 42 years.
42? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're upright-ish.
I mean, it doesn't seem like it's more than 41.
Doesn't.
Right?
It doesn't. People right now are like, really? 41? That's amazing. We talked yesterday about Jesus Christ Superstar Live that aired on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
They have their viewers in. It's 9.4 million total viewers. It topped the night in viewers as well. And I know what you're thinking, Kevin. As a musical fan, how did those numbers stack up with the other musicals?
That is what I was thinking.
Well, thank you for asking. It's somewhere in the middle. The Sound of Music Live topped the list with 18.6 million. That was the first one, so it was kind of exciting
sure.
to have seen that. And then ratings followed by Grease and The Wiz. But, yeah. Not great Hairspray and A Christmas Story.
I mean, what are you going to do? They can't all be hits.
They can't all be Jesus Christ Superstar.
Right.
Right?
I was trying to email Russ Leatherman about the movie Ready Player One because we had talked about it on the air on Friday.
Right.
And he emailed back immediately. Not now. Jesus Christ Superstar is on.
Oh, I love you, Russ. He understands. I wonder if there's anyone else like me that was so enthralled with the man that was playing Judas that they, like me, were suddenly rooting for him in the story. Like you forgot the story of Judas.
I mean, the story is written.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a completed act, finished.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
Yeah.
Changing.
You know how it ends.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The kiss on the cheek.
Right.
Total betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, he could turn this around.
You were rooting for him?
I was. I was rooting for Judas. It's what I do. I like
it's
men
who you
that
are.
Will deny you. Big fan of Peter. Listen, I'm just dropping Bible facts now. What is happening right now?
Because you're a big fan of Peter.
Because Peter denied him 3 times.
Jesus.
It's just... just took a weird turn. Oh. Listen, my mother will be thrilled that all those years of Catholic school just
paid
off
right
for
there.
That.
So that,
yeah.
For that name drop of Peter?
Yeah. However, I will say this. When I went to Louisville High School in Woodland Hills, and I had to take a test when I got in there, just kind of get to know how much you know about religion.
Right.
And why, when I was naming the people in Bethlehem for Jesus' birth, like, you know, there's
3
Mary,
wise men and all that?
3 wise men, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I change Joseph into Ben?
Ben?
Not sure. But for 4 years, Sister Malua, you know who you are. She passed away. God rest her soul. But she'd be like...
You just said you know who you are.
I know, okay. In case she's listening in heaven.
Okay.
But she would literally walk past me in the hallway and snicker in this Irish brogue and just go, Ben. Like, ooh, all right.
I mean, I feel like that's deserved.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 years?
Joseph? I mean, my first four years of high school. Okay. She would do that. All right, let's get out of here, shall we? Some birthdays for you guys. We have got Alec Baldwin, Amanda Bynes, Adam Scott, Jenny Garth, Kobe Smulders, and perhaps one of the funniest comics of all time, a legend who also brought us music that, quite frankly, just shaped a nation, Eddie Murphy.
Was he trying to be a big singer right then? Like, is that a serious attempt?
That was real.
And then
for
he went
sure.
for Boogie in the Butt after that?
I mean, I think Boogie in Your Butt is real as well.
Agreed.
However,
put a tree in your butt, put a bubble bee in your butt, put a clock in your butt, put a big rock in your butt, say put some fleas in your butt, say stop to sneeze in your butt, say put a tin can in your butt, put a little tiny man in your butt, say put a light in your butt. Right in your butt, say put a TV in your butt, say put me in your butt, you're about to say.
I mean, this is not as serious an attempt, I think, as My Girl Likes to Party All the Time.
Right.
But I do love it.
Didn't Rick James write Party All the Time?
I think he had something to do with it, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Do you think he also wrote Boogie in Your Butt?
I hope.
I hope so, too. Rick James, bitch! And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free drive home today at 5 p.m. Tomorrow morning, Louis Anderson joins us in studio.
From Baskets. From Baskets. I can ask him about the Legion crossover.
Please don't.
Okay.
Plus, we've got your tickets for Coachella. Don't forget, all week long, it's the K-Rock Countdown to Coachella. It's 11 days from now. You get a pair of sold-out three-day passes to weekend one of Coachella. And that's coming up tomorrow morning on our new Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.